Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio has a fantastic menu, great food, the chicken wings are unbelievable, and a great bar as well. They do carvery at weekends. They have live music at the weekends as well. And if it's a nice day, you can sit outside and look at the whole of North Dublin Bay. You can see as far as Howth all the way over to Lambay Island, and the view is just spectacular. So if you are in this neck of the woods, pop by the White Sands Hotel and tell them Adrian and Jeremy from Opinions Matter sent you, and then you'll be barred. I know, I'm only joking. Let them know that we told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, very interestingly, we initially thought that this message and the voice note that I'm going to play in a minute was from the same person, but it's not, much to our surprise. This message came in over the weekend, and I want you to have a listen to this. It says, "Lads, do you not think parents need to take more responsibility when it comes to the over-sexualization of young girls? The way teenage girls are dressing is ridiculous. My brother has a 15-year-old and let her go out in basically underwear, a bra and yoga bottoms. I told him to get a grip. Her and her friends were going to a concert of the weekend, and they were all in my house, and I was shocked by what I saw, really is the word. Anyway, all dressed up, trying to look like women, everything on show. Why are parents allowing this? Because they're making them targets for perverts and young fellas taking pics of them. Why do they dress like this? And take away their innocence. Can you debate this?" And that's, sorry, what's his name? I can't remember his name, actually.
No disagreement here, by the way, with what he is saying. William.
William, sorry, yep. Okay, William, come on, William.
I've got his message here. No, I've no argument here. However, I will say, the only person that's to blame for perving on young girls is the pervert themselves, okay? A girl is not responsible. So that bit where he says, oh, you're making them pray for perverts. Perverts are to blame for pervert behaviour, okay? Mm-hmm. I will say that. I do agree with him, the way some teenage girls, myself and my wife were only saying this the other day. We were driving by Marley.
Oh, for Longitude.
And, oh my God, now these are probably a bit older. And it's not a class thing either, by the way. For those of you who think that it's Ajay's as how he is from Skanger Estates and Skanger parts of Dublin that dress like this, it's absolutely not. You're as likely to see posh, so-called posh girls dressing like that as well. But there was four girls walking by us in the car, and it was actually my wife that pointed and said, Jesus, is this going to be our daughters in a few years' time? And they were wearing the shortest of shorts that you could possibly, like you could literally see, and there was nothing left to the imagination, and they were wearing bra tops. And that scares me because...
Has it not always been the way, though,
no,
that teenage girls...
definitely.
I don't know if I agree with you. Teenage girls in particular have always gone out with a little bag. They have their short skirt in the bag. Mammy and daddy don't see them, and they go and get changed.
I don't doing that now. This is happening in front of parents. I think parents have lost control. I'm going to say something, and it'll probably come back to bite me on the arse, but my daughters will not be dressing like that.
I knew you were going to say that. I was talking to somebody earlier on who did exactly that. Left the house looking respectable and then went off to a teenage disco dressed like you know what. Dressed like we've been describing.
Who? Who?
Doesn't matter.
You were talking.
Knowing we were having this conversation today, I was talking to somebody who was that teenage girl who did leave the house dressing respectably and got changed then when she got out.
But the thing about it is now, that was probably before social media. If you're following your daughters on social media, you know what they're dressing
they're not
like.
They're not that stupid. They're not that thick. If there's any risk the mammy and daddy are going to see. The point I'm trying to make is this has always gone on. This has always gone on since the dawn of time. And if young ones want to dress like that, leave them at it.
Leave them at it. That's easy for you to say. Your daughter didn't dress like that. I remember your daughter
when she was... No, she didn't.
No, you're right. So, you know, you don't really have a stake in this game, to be honest with you, because you didn't have to go through this situation. And I can guarantee you...
But this, my daughters won't do that. It will come and bite you on the arse when you catch one of them out one night and you go, oh my God.
No, not necessarily, because not every girl dresses like that. Not every girl dresses. Now, as I said, I'm not saying I'm the only person to blame for perving on these girls are these men. They should not be perving on girls at this age. But as well, parents need to take a hold of this and literally, because the parents know, I don't care what anybody says, the parents know that their daughters are dressing like that. And they are the ones that need to put the foot down and say, like, the way, as a parent, what I'm going to teach my girls is that if you dress like that, you know, if you're confident enough, fair play to these girls, they have amazing confidence. If you're confident enough to dress like that, fair enough. But be aware that you're growing up in an age now that is a digital age. You have young fellas who will take sneaky photographs. So forget about the laws on upskirting and the laws on revenge porn and all that. Young fellas don't give a shit. They don't even know about
No,
the
I
laws.
Agree. I agree.
Young fellas take photographs of girls dressed like that. And do you want some horny 15 or 16 year old young fellow, because let's be honest, that's what they are. Do you want them photographing you, photographing clothes on you that are literally leaving nothing to the imagination? That's what I'll be telling my girls, is that if you want respect, and this is because, geez, we both know the way men operate. If you want respect from boys and respect from men, you don't have to dress like that. There's no need to dress like that. And I'd say to the parents, if you have... I'm going to start at 12, because that's a young starting. If you have a 12, obviously by the age they hit 17, forget it, you've lost them. You can't control what a 17-year-old does. Can't control anything about their life. But from the age of 12, 13, up until 17, it's your duty to make sure that they are not putting all on display.
And what do you say to Jessica's message, where she just messaged us to say, girls are asking for trouble the way they dress.
Here, asking for us. This isn't the 1980s, where you can say shit like that. Well, asking for what? Asking for what sort of trouble? The only thing I will say is, there's a chance that young fellas are going to take a photograph of you and share it around and stuff like that. And I'd hate to think that my daughter was being photographed, because I know how immature little young fellas are. But the whole thing about you're asking for trouble, what does that actually mean, asking for trouble?
Well, it's literally victim blaming, isn't it?
Is that what she's doing? Is she victim blaming?
Now, I mentioned at the start that we had two reasons for talking about this conversation, and the other was a WhatsApp voice note that also came in over the weekend. I want you to have a listen, please, to this.
Hey, Adrian and Jeremy. Yeah, I'm just leaving this message. Like I said, I was just getting on the bus the other day, finishing walk there, and I've noticed since the hot weather especially coming in is that a lot of young girls, 11, 12, 13, the way they're dressed, it's really tacky, but they're over-sexualizing themselves. With, you know, the fake nails, eyelashes, fake tan, and then they have these shorts on and tops, and the shorts are so tight, they're showing off their genitals and all this, and it's not being pervert seen. It's basically, you can't avoid it by looking, like, just by scanning around. And I'm just saying to myself, like, what type of parents would let them, or what type of school would even let them walk around with fake tan and eyelashes and nails? Like, it just seems to the over-sexualization of young girls especially. It's the norm now. And what I've noticed is that a lot of the mothers, when the daughters dress like that, a lot of the mothers are dressed in similar style. So the mothers are afraid to, or obviously they want to be the daughter's best friend instead of being a mother. And the fathers are probably told to shut up, because they'd be misogynist if they tell their daughters to cover up. Like, I don't know. When I look at that, I just see it's a shame. I think we're trying to over-sexualize and introduce young girls, they're sexualized too early. And I don't think they're mature enough for, and even like the lads and girls, like, with pornography and all this, like, I don't know. Like, do we have to resort back to a more moral standing in school, like, or with the church? I don't know. I don't know. I just feel Ireland in the last 5-10 years we're just over sexualized, and I don't know. I'd just like to see other people's thoughts on it. And is it a lack of morals at home, or is it lack of morals being taught in school? I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Thanks very much.
Leona, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Leona.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Been a long time since I was called a boy, but hey, that's okay. I'll take it. Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Leona? That message that we played a moment ago and the original WhatsApp message, both saying pretty much the same thing.
So I have a niece that's 15 and she's my brother's daughter, and I can tell you now, there's not a chance he'd let her out like that, nor have I ever seen her in anything like that. But I live in the city centre, right, and I drive up and down the quays all the time for, like, if I'm passing by the Tree Arena or whatever else, and the Aviva the weekend, and some of these girls, what they were wearing, it's covering nothing.
And I've seen it myself. Saw it around Longitude in Marley Park over the weekend. You do see it regularly. And what are you saying that they? What's wrong if they're wearing stuff that's barely covering anything?
No, this is the thing. It's barely covering anything. Now what Jessica said is completely wrong. Blaming the girls that just trouble coming to them. No, that's not right, because Jeremy said they can't blame the parents for being a parent. You know, that's their issue. But at the same time, like, put a pair of shorts on if you're wearing a dress that's too short, or like cover your boobs up. Like, when I was 15, I was a very different kind of girl. Even though I'm not a girl still, and I'm so glad I wasn't. But I wouldn't have been allowed to leave the house like that at that age.
Now, the point I was making earlier on is, and it's always happened, you wouldn't have been allowed to leave the house, but you probably, a lot of girls aren't allowed to leave the house dressed like that, but they go and get changed in their friend's house and off they go.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying there. I have been going like that for a long, long time, but they're not wearing anything. This is the issue. Like, I remember my own friends when we'd go out, and they'd have their little tops on, and but they had a pair of knickers on underneath it, and they had a bra on.
Like, so okay, so that's what I was about to say. So some of these young ones are wearing even less.
Yeah, like there was one girl I was driving across the East Link with a few weeks ago after take that concert, and there was some young one running across the bridge, and her dress was riding up. I could see her arse. She'd no knickers on her, and she, like, our fella's trying to walk behind her scooting it down, and I'm like, no, just, like, there's no need for it. And she was gorgeous, she was beautiful, but her dress just was not.
Okay, so it was, what she was wearing was just far too revealing.
Yeah, it was just too much. Like, when you can see what she'd had for breakfast, it's not okay. Like, and like that's what Jeremy was saying there about Longitude the weekend. Yeah, I've seen it, like, myself, because I walk out the direction of Marley Park, and, like, they're not wearing anything. Like, they're putting on little bras, little shorts, and like that. I'm not saying they're attracting trouble to themselves, because, like that, appearance is appearance, you can't change that. So, like, cover yourselves up a little bit more. Have a bit more respect for yourself. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Leona. What about the argument that if a young one has the confidence to walk out dressed like that, then fair play to her and leave her at it?
Yeah, fair play if she's old enough to be kind of dressing like that. Like, what?
But what is old enough?
Right, you've kind of floored me on that one, because I'm not really sure what to say on that one. Like, I'll give you a for instance here, Jeremy, okay, Adrian and Jeremy. My next door neighbour's cousin, her daughter made her confirmation a few weeks ago. And what she had her in was something that I've seen girls wear in a nightclub.
Okay, so what, you have to be old enough to go to a nightclub then?
No, I'm just saying, like this girl obviously bought this outfit for her daughter. But I actually thought it was the young ones, like junior state night or something. And then I saw, oh, my baby's confirmation. I was like, what?
Okay, stay there for a second, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Jay. What did you want to say on this?
Times have changed, Adrian. So, I mean, me and you had our first lot of kids. Like, I have kids in their 20s up to 30s, and I have kids from 40 and down. It's totally changed. We live in an era now where we're telling girls that they do what they want, be what they want, sleep as many people as they want. It's nobody's business but theirs. We're also living in an age now where parents that are friends. I'm my child's best friend. No, you're not. You should never, ever aspire to be your child's best friend. And, you know, we're over-sexualizing kids. Of course, we're OnlyFans.
But again, Jay, I was arguing that this has always been the way. When I was...
When I was a younger man,
I used to run a teenage disco in Bray. And I can tell you, back then, I was in my 20s and the young ones arrived to the disco.
Not much more. I'd be in the age category then of what you would have been, you know, the teenagers, because you would have been running, I think. So I'm in the late 40s. No, because the fashions were different back then. I mean, the fashion in the 80s and 90s.
Sorry, a short skirt has always been a short skirt.
I know that. Sure, you'd mean skirts going back to the 60s and the 70s.
That's my point.
But they weren't being worn by 12 and 13 and 14 year olds, because a mother and father wouldn't let their daughter out dressed like that. I know my father wouldn't, you know. But then, Adrian, like, if these 15 and 16 year old girls dressed like that, yeah, could you tell their age just by looking at them?
Not necessarily.
No. So how would you think an 18, 19 year old youngster feels for a nightclub? And he sees this girl, blah, 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 and the next day he finds out she's only 16. He doesn't get a chance to stand up and say, oh, I thought she was 18, 19. You're a pervert, you're a paedophile, you're a predator, you're on the sex offenders register. I told you the story about my son and his mates, and he's 21 now next week. And he will tell you now by how to be up. He's no interest. They have no interest in going out and meeting girls out now. It's too dangerous for them, he said. And that was, and his mate actually, I was talking to his mate, we were having a yap in the truck with him somewhere, and I said about marriage. He was saying, what age did you get married at, Jason? I told him the age, blah, blah, blah. And one fella says, I will never get married. I says, why is that? He says, look what's happening now. Why would I get married, walk all my life, for somebody to come and take half it away for nothing? And that's how lads are thinking now, because you've all these women now, you've all these feminist things on the YouTube and the TikToks and all, telling women, rack up as many men as you can. You don't need a man in your life. You can have as many babies as you want. You don't even need a daddy. You know, you'll get money off him, you'll get money off him, you'll get money off him. That's the society we're living in now, Adrian. We're telling women, especially women, they don't need to be part of a family structure. You can go and do it all on your own. You don't need kids. We're getting women to put off kids later and later and later. We're now giving them free contraception now up to 45. But yet last week you were on saying that the birth replacement rate is down to the floor. We've to bring in immigrants. You have people on here now giving out, oh, too many foreigners. But we don't have enough people in our own country to keep our country running.
Okay,
but so we have to bring people in.
Let me go back to the point, and this is William and Tommy earlier on, both saying pretty much the same thing, that parents ought to be ashamed of themselves allowing their young ones to go out dressed the way they are.
Yeah, and I have a 13-year-old girl sitting right here beside my daughter, and I've just had the conversation when we were listening to yours, and she says, yeah, that's normal, that. I says, how is that normal? But that's how we dress, that's normal. Because that's now what's being pushed on them. That's what's being pushed on them. Look at the way they're going on. Go on to Shein, any of these websites, it's all short, skimpy, lycra, micra, see everything. Like, you can see if they have a bloody a boil on their arse, the stuff is that tight. But then that's down to the parents. I mean, I had never had a teenage pregnancy in my house. 5 daughters, yeah? No teenage pregnancies. Why? They were brought up to respect themselves. There was no boyfriend staying over in our house. That wasn't allowed. I spoke to you about this.
What has this got to do? What has this got to do with the way they're dressing, though? This is absolutely nothing to do with...
It's all to do with this thing, Jeremy. It's all this part of this circle now of family matter doesn't matter. Your life is all that matters. You do what you want to make you happy and set the consequences. We'll tidy up your mess after. We know what we do for girls for unplanned pregnancies. We let them have
What age is your daughter? What age is your daughter that's beside you?
She's 14.
She's 14
this year.
Does she dress in those clothes? Does she wear bralettes, I think they're called?
No.
Why doesn't she? Is it because of the what you...
Because we don't let her. We don't let her. Her mum and myself wouldn't let her go out like that.
That's brilliant. I'm delighted. And
My Lorraine chases her halfway up the fucking road, pulling down her shorts. You can see too much.
Would she, if she... And you can answer this question directly. If she was allowed to, if you guys turned around tomorrow and said, listen, I'm going to bring you down to pennies now. You can buy whatever you want, no matter how revealing. You can buy the yoga pants. You can buy the bralettes. You can buy
but
whatever.
I wouldn't say that to her.
No, but if
I
you... Wait for the question. If you did say that to her, do you think she would want to wear those clothes?
No, because she goes shopping all the time and pennies on her own. We give her, she has her Revolut card, and the clothes she comes back with are sensible clothes. But I think it's down to how you're raised. Her mother didn't dress like that. You know that way.
Okay.
So she dressed conservative like her mother. My other, my ex-wife didn't dress like that. And so my daughters didn't dress like that. I think it starts with the family. I genuinely do. I think it starts with the family. And I think if there's a father in the home who's not afraid of his wife, not afraid to upset people, he put his foot down and say, no, my daughter's not going out like that. Because she's going to be taught how to respect herself. And Jeremy, one thing I have to pull you up on, please, mate.
Go on.
Will you stop with the my child will never do this shit?
So you just...
Honestly, Let me finish. How can you watch three kids when they go out that door? You can't. All you can do is bring them up right, hope you brought them up to respect themselves and
exactly
to respect
what
you
that's
and,
exactly
and your wife.
No, that's not what you said. What you said was, my daughters will never dress like that. That's what you said.
And you say about your son as well. Jeremy, every time, my son will never be out. My son will never do this. Unless you can split yourself in three and stand beside your son 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, till you die, you don't know what your child does once he goes around that corner.
Yeah, but if you listen to the rest of what I said was that I will have... You're actually on the same page as me, Jay. What I said is I'll have the same conversation with my daughters that you had with yours.
Respect yourself. Your body is your body. It's precious. Don't clash all over the internet.
Yeah, but what you did say, Jeremy, was... My daughters will never do that.
Okay,
that's what you did say.
And you say about your son all the time, Jeremy. You say about your son all the time.
Here's a message from Orla for you. I bet Jay's kid walks out the door in one outfit and changes into another. He doesn't have a clue.
Do you walk out the door with something and then when I'm gone, do you put something else on you? No, she doesn't. You want to know what? Because we know what she's wearing. She comes home to our house every day. I'm not my child's friend. I'm my child's father.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. In just a second, I'm going to be reading a shocking message that's come in to us. This is horrific, actually.
This is, as they say in the message, I'm just reading it for, because I only read it literally 40 seconds ago when Jason was talking there. This is literally awful. Isn't it awful?
It is dreadful, yeah.
Now, I know when you read out this message, there are people going to say she only has herself to blame. They're going to victim blame.
We'll read Kaylee's message in a moment. Before that, Neil.
Yeah, I just see it out there driving around the cab, and I see that the way the teenagers are dressing now, and I think it's disgusting. I think it's wrong, and I try to understand why they feel the need to dress like that to attract attention. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's all gone wrong. Society's gone wrong, and I think you're right, Jeremy. It's an awful lot to do with social media to impress people. They feel they have to impress to dress that way. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. If they feel they need a man, a young lad or something, whatever, teenage, to be attracted by what they're wearing, that's wrong. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I mentioned to you a moment ago that we got a message in that it's quite shocking. Have a listen to this. I don't want you to call me over this because it still upsets me. I was this mother up until last week. I wanted to be the modern parent. My daughter is 14, is beautiful and very confident, and I let her dress the way she wants. She's athletic, so a dress in Jimmy-type clothes, sports bras and so on. Last week, she was in Tymon Park with her friends, and she caught a grown man, about 40, taking photos of her and her friends in the park. One of them grabbed his phone and there was loads of them zoomed in on their bodies. I was so upset when I saw this. This was a big eye-opener, and it was also an eye-opener for Kaylee. Sorry, that's her daughter's name. Yeah, what do you think of that?
that just that proves what we've been saying for the last 10 minutes. Oh, no, look, did you, sometimes people are so predictable. It's your own fault. Like, that's Jess, by the way. We'll be talking to her in a minute. It's not Kaylee's fault that a pervert was zooming in at her and take photographs. How is that her fault? How is that her fault?
No, it's not her fault. She didn't do anything. Let me go to Yvonne. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. What do you want to say on this?
It's not even just at concerts, lads. Like, I live in Mullingar and it's all the young ones nowadays. They are literally going around in absolutely next to nothing. It is a joke. The last, there a few weeks ago, we were going away, so I had to go into Penny's and get my daughter a swimsuit. And I am not joking with you when I say there was more material on a doll's dress than there was in those swimsuits. They had everything cut out where literally the top, the main top part and the bottom part was covered just about. And that was for a 7-year-old girl. You go on to Shein, the man just said it there, you go on to Shein and AliExpress and all them, and that's what's been shown. And it's not just 12-year-olds. It's, well, I don't know, down here anyway, you see them being pushed in a pram with crop tops and hot pants. And it's just, it's disgusting. You don't know who's on the streets. You can't. It's just not worth it to put your child like that woman. What happened to that woman's daughter? It's just not worth it.
Having said that, just looking over at her message a couple of times there, you know, what was she doing letting her for? And I'm not blaming, by the way. I'm not victim blaming.
Well, even beginning that sentence, what was she doing?
Well, no, you have to question these things. Jesus Christ, Aidan, calm down. But what was she doing letting her for? 14 years of age, that's a child. What was she doing? And I have a mental image in my mind of what the 14-year-old, like a bralette is literally a bra. It's a sports bra that girls wear. And yoga pants, as you know, leave little or nothing to the imagination. I mean, there's no need to wear them unless you're doing yoga. The only other reason someone would wear yoga pants if they're not doing yoga is because they know it'll bring them on.
Can attention. I just let you know that you are, without even realizing what you're doing, you're actually victim blaming of it. You are, even not. By questioning what you're wearing.
I'm not.
You said earlier on that...
No, we're not talking about she wasn't sexually assaulted, so I'm not saying...
No, I know that.
Oh, if you wear a short skirt, you deserve to be raped. That's disgusting. That's not what's being said here, Adrian.
No, but you're questioning what she was wearing.
No, I'm not questioning. Listen to what I'm saying slowly.
There's no need to be wearing yoga pants.
No,
unless you're doing yoga. That's what she said.
Listen to what I'm saying slowly and try and compute this in your brain, okay? What I'm saying is, why... I'm not blaming Kaylee. Kaylee is a child, okay? A child will do whatever a child thinks is okay. Kaylee's mother, and I know you're listening at the moment, you allowed her to dress like that because you wanted to be the cool mammy on the block.
Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breda?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
If you put a pile of poo on the floor, flies are going to attack it and swarm to it. Do I need to break it down in what I'm saying to you?
Go on. What are you saying to me?
If a girl goes out dressed like a whore, she's going to...
Stop. We're talking about teenage girls, Breda. Teenage girls we're talking about here.
It doesn't matter. Only a girl with no class and no dignity would go out like that. And obviously the mother is a whore too.
Relax there, for God's sake. I mean, you can't be making statements like that when we're talking...
It walks like a duck and it walks like a duck. It is a duck. And that is just as simple as that. It is a duck. If it walks like one, it talks like one.
Okay, I just read a message out a couple of minutes ago about something that happened in Tymon Park in Dublin, where a man in his 40s was caught taking photographs of these young ones. Now...
I'll be thankful that that's all he was doing and that he didn't get his hands on her because...
He didn't even attempt to get his hands on her.
Sorry, can we just say, by the way...
There was no sexual assault of any kind.
There's no question of anything.
He's taking photographs of her, obviously, to pleasure himself to later because she has put it out there for him to see and to think about.
Okay, firstly, to call teenage girls names like that is disgraceful. You ought to be ashamed of yourself as a woman.
Young lady, I'll say that you're classy. If you dress like a whore, I'll say that you're a whore. It's that simple. If you dress like a whore, you're a whore.
We're talking about 14-year-olds, Breda. So please
stop
using...
Whore par- why are their whore parents allowing them to go out like whores?
Because in a lot of cases, they probably don't even know what they're wearing when they walk out the door, and then they get changed
absolutely
in their friend's
not
house or
I
whatever.
I don't believe that. My daughters, when they used to go to discos, they used to wear trousers, and it was never up for negotiation.
And do you know for a fact that they didn't go and get changed somewhere else?
I would collect them, and I would drop them, and they would be wearing the same clothes. They also know that they could get spot checks, which means I could ring them early and tell them to come out. I would be waiting outside, and I would know by the time it takes if there was something going on. They would be spot checked.
Okay, let me go back to the start of this conversation, which is a message from one of our listeners giving out yards about the way in which, not all, but a lot of young girls are dressing. We've had a number of messages in about the young ones out around Longitude and Marley Park, and just a lot of people saying the way they're being, the way they're dressing is outrageous. Isn't that always the way young ones have dressed?
In working class areas, absolutely. This is a working class thing that you see this
okay,
in certain areas.
Brady, you must,
I actually don't agree with you.
You must be late to the party here, because I stated at the start of this, people think I always
if you went around to the area that I am from Dalkey originally, if you went around there, you would see that young women do not go out.
My point to you would be you're going around Dalkey with blinkers on if you don't see it, because this is not a class thing. You are as likely to see girls from wherever you're from, Dalkey, Killiney, wherever, you are as likely to see girls dressing like that from those areas as you are
it's
Jeremy here. So you can sit here and you can make claims and you can make this about class. This is not about class.
I don't believe that if you went into an estate in Ballymun before they headed out to a disco and you went into an estate in Fox Rock or Killiney or a nice area.
Oh, you're so wrong.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. You are wrong on that.
There's no agreeing to disagree.
This isn't a class thing at all.
Not a class thing,
Brita. This is not a class thing at all. You're being ridiculous. Let me just go back to the point of this conversation. Young teenage girls have always dressed in a way that their parents probably don't approve.
No, today it's off the scale.
I didn't.
That was the 1960s.
My daughters didn't.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to go to Leanne. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leanne.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
I just absolutely feel terrible growing up, having my daughter, she's 7, growing up in this world. I can see both sides of the coin, but at the end of the day, you're your child's mother, you know, and you just, I pray to God that the dress sense in the next couple of years just changes. Because even when you go into shops and whatever you see, like, there's little to nothing on the hangers, you know, like Bershka or anything like that. Like, it's just nothing on the hangers, like, and I do agree, like, you know, and then you feel bad for the kids. Then what happens if their friends are pressuring them? I'm wearing this, I'm wearing that. And then they feel pressured to do that because they want to fit into that group of friends. And I just think it's a lot on the kids in this generation. I do believe, to also agree with the man that was on about some things that he was saying. But nothing that, like, I had a teenage pregnancy and I was like a nun going around. clearly wasn't like a nun, but like I was jeans and a nice top is what you wear, you know, like back in the day.
Okay, so do you believe then that the dress code of young teens is worse now than ever before?
Yeah, I do agree.
Is that not you just getting old?
No, I'm 26. Like, I'm still in me prime. Like, you know, like, I'm still a spring chicken. But I just think, like, sound that like a crack is off, you know, in a skirt is outrageous. Like, and only little kids, like with orange makeup and all this, it's just awful. I just dread bring me daughter up in this world because, you know, like, even the pressurization of who want to wear a bikini at 7, I'm like, absolutely not. You know, like, because everybody else is wearing one, or even kids having phones, like at 7 and 8, having phones nowadays to do TikToks and, you know, and shaking this and shaking that on the And the thing is, not good. I just hate this side of the generation. I just think the innocence has just gone from them. And I really salute the parents that really do try their best to kind of keep.
Okay, so in some ways you're agreeing with what Breda has been saying, that it is very poor the way in which some young girls are dressing.
Yeah, no, but it's in every area. It's not just in.
By the way, you agree with you 100% on that. Sorry, Breda, like, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
First of all, I don't think here we do go teenage pregnancy, lady. Disgusting. What did your mother say? You pretend that you're a stand-up citizen. You were a whore. You were pregnant in your teens. Shame on you. You should have been in school. I'm listening to you talking there, and all I can hear is mistake. Learn to speak instead of opening your legs, you little slut.
Oh, it was great. It was the greatest 2 minutes I've ever had. It was amazing. I was, and she's an amazing little girl, if you only knew. I'm actually a nurse now. You know, like, my life never stopped.
Oh, wow. How many years of college does that take?
Well, if
you could have done that a lot sooner had you kept your legs closed. Don't talk about people being whores when you obviously were a whore.
Yeah, it was the best 2 minutes of my life, if I must say. Like, it was just amazing. And I thank God that I had you, Pete.
Your poor child. Even you to talk like that is quite sinister, and it's quite disturbing that you would even talk like that about teenage pregnancy. And Adrian and Jeremy, and I know you're going to cut me off when I voice my opinion, because that's what you do. You stand for when you don't like it.
No, because it's not to do, Breda, the reason we cut you off on previous occasions is not to do with your opinion. It's the way in which you express that opinion. Sorry, Breda, the way in which you talk down to people, to call a young woman, whatever it was you called her, I'm talking about Leanne
here. A whore. It passed with a whore.
Who even uses that word today?
I hope it almost...
Honestly, who uses that word?
It doesn't matter. My point is that you both are even talking about this highlights that you are possibly, and I've called this before, a pair of deviants to talk about this.
A pair of deviants.
She's 50%
right. You're dirty deviants talking about women, talking about young girls and what they're wearing.
You're the one who called them whores.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Rewind the tape.
I think that you're a devious. I think that there is something very sinister. If I lived near you and I had children, I wouldn't be letting them out at all.
Leanne, all you can do is breathe. Take deep breaths.
Breathe.
And Leanne, I'd like to apologise on the show's behalf for the way that yoke is after speaking to you, because
I just hope it never lands on her doorstep.
And that's exactly what I was about to say to you, Breda, and I say this regularly to callers. I hope it always stays sunny for you.
I would say both your daughters were up to all sorts when they went to, what was the name of that?
Absolutely not.
Wesley. Yeah.
And it hasn't landed on my door, because we are now past that stage. And guess what? None of them have had children. And you are a pair of deviants. And I am finished with this call. You make me sick even talking about it.
Seriously,
people lock
grow
up your children
up
around Adrian and Jeremy.
Now get a grip, you fool. Absolute fool of a woman. Lock your children up around Adrian and Jeremy.
Normally I would get offended by stuff, by shit it's funny, isn't it, Leanne? It's actually comical.
The best one was a whore. I haven't heard that word
neither. That's what I said. Who even uses that word in 2024?
Whore.
You're a cute whore, yeah.
Yeah, but that's meant as a compliment.
Yeah.
I am engaged. I have 2 kids, 1 7, 1 3, and 1 on the way. 1 has autism. I have my own home. I'm doing great. I'm not much of a whore.
Don't even explain yourself.
I'm just in shock. Like, the errands are poor, you know.
Don't even lose any energy over. To be honest with you, because. By the way, people think that she is that woman Breda is alone in her thoughts, that there's no other people like her. For those of you who think that, you should look at Twitter in the last week and the people victim blaming that girl. What was the girl's name that was attacked by that scumbag soldier?
Natasha.
There was women on Twitter all week blaming her and saying that she's just doing it for publicity. There are some sick, sick people.
I read some comments, people saying she deserved the hiding, yeah. She deserved a dig from him, all of that shit.
So don't for one second think that someone like Breida is an isolated species, because she's absolutely not.
But to even say about my kids haven't got grandkids, I wouldn't eat her if she was my ma. I'd sew myself up. considering she does spot checks and everything.
I haven't heard that expression in years. I'd sew myself back up. Jesus.
I say she does spot checks and see did he lose that virginity as well. I'm dumbfounded, to be honest with you.
I am myself, and like I said, sometimes I just can't be dealing. Stay there for a second, if you can, please. I want to bring in some more of your opinions. A huge reaction to this, and the conversation. Just to bring it back to the conversation, is messages that we got from two of our listeners complaining about the way in which young ones are dressing. Robbie,
we all knew that stupid Breida one would be on. Like, I mean, imagine just calling a child and her parents whores. You know, why do you even let her on? You say all opinions matter. That's not an opinion. That's just disgusting.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Deirdre has been on to us and she has asked us to play this message.
Good topic today, lads. But Breida, oh my God, she's gone way over the top calling the young girls whores. I tell you what's wrong with Breida. Breida should go off and get a good ride for herself.
Okay, thanks very much, dear.
That's going to come back to bite us on the ass.
Yeah, it is. Lads, says this message, I'm in work, so I can't come on. But my daughter is a friend of Kaylee's. Now, this is Kaylee we mentioned earlier on with the incident in Tymon Park.
First Tymon Park, by the way.
It's a tele direction, isn't it?
I've no idea.
And I'm disgusted with the comments being made from that woman. Our daughters have every right to dress the way they want. The dirty pervert taking the pictures is to blame. My daughter is traumatised over this, says Natalie.
And Natalie, my question to you is, what are you going to do about it to stop this happening again? What are you... What safe...
Well, no, her argument is...
What safeguards?
They're entitled to dress the way they want. No, that's her argument.
So nothing's going to change. So no lesson has been learned.
The young ones are entitled to dress whatever way they like.
Okay, so no lessons being learned.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jess.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. I noticed on our Facebook page you being attacked over your comments. What did you say that annoyed people?
What now? Right, first of all, when you brought up the story about the girl there in the park, Jeremy just read out the first time that which was your own fault. You didn't read the rest of Jeremy. I said, your fault for trying to be a bestie instead of a mother. You didn't finish. Don't be trying to act like I was trying to say that was the daughter's fault. I wasn't. It was the mother's fault for letting her go out like that.
As opposed to the fault of the bloke who was taking the pictures.
Has come back, but why would you allow your daughter to go out looking like that? I wouldn't allow her to go out looking like a harlot.
Looking like a harlot. Who you? One minute we're talking about whores, and the other we're talking about harlots. It's who like uses that word?
Who's to blame, lads? Who's to blame? It's parents and social media. That is who's to blame. Even these so-called influencers, these girls look nowadays. They're all either doing OnlyFans or they're wearing nothing on telly. Like, who else are we to blame?
It's like an episode of Bridgerton. Harlots and concubines and what the hell is... So you're victim blaming as well, are you?
I literally said I'm not blaming that girl from the park. I blame the parents and social media. But you just don't
want and the pervert who took the photographs.
Yeah, apparently he deserves a death penalty.
Why would you not blame him first? But why would you not even mention him? Like that's the bizarre thing.
Because if you allow your child to go looking like that,
but you know and I know, Jess, that an awful lot of young ones since the dawn of time have gone out of their front door wearing one thing and ended up at a disco or whatever something else.
This is not the case with the
no, because Natalie, who's one of the other mothers, has got on to us to say, my daughter can dress whatever way she wants.
I won't even let my other half dress in simple clothes. I make sure she doesn't. And she's 25 fucking years old. I even make sure she doesn't look like a skunk. I make sure of it. I don't have daughters, but I can keep an eye on her anyway.
Okay, so you're arguing that it is parents' fault for allowing their young ones to go out dressed like that.
If you allow them to go out like that, if you give them the money to buy them clothes, if you let them follow certain influencers, then yeah, you've only yourself to blame.
You've only yourself to blame. So that is victim blaming. Whether you like it or not, it is.
Take it whatever way you want. I'm not the only one who thinks that. Take it whatever way you want, but modesty is dead.
Modesty is dead.
Okay, Kaylee's mother is listening to the show right now, yeah? Kaylee's... listen to a second, just... Kaylee's friend's mother. So we've two mothers listening to the show. Two mothers whose daughters were photographed without their consent when they were just sitting around the park in Talla. What do you want to say to both those mothers? Your fault.
Yes, don't try and be a bestie. Don't try and be the cool parent and let them go out whatever way they want. Make them just modestly and responsibly. So there is scumbags out there. There is yokes out there.
But is he not to blame?
Of course he's to blame. But like I'm saying, she let her child go out like that. If she didn't let her child go out looking like that, I guarantee you nothing probably would have happened. Because she would have been dressed more modestly. There's nothing wrong with just covering yourself up.
So you don't think this fella in Tyman Park would have taken photographs of these girls had they been wearing jeans and a jumper?
If they just dressed normally, yeah. If they didn't go out looking like little skanks, no.
Like skanks?
Now skanks is a
Jesus
new word.
Christ, oh my.
So whores, skanks and harlots. That's the words I've heard in the last few minutes. All words people don't use anymore. Like seriously. To refer to...
I know, well, people say skanks.
Okay, skanks maybe, but... to refer to young teenage girls like that is disgusting.
Well, what else am I meant to say? Because they don't look nice, they don't look respectable. So what else am I meant to say?
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Catherine. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Catherine, this conversation started from it is disgraceful that parents are allowing their young teenage girls go out dressed with very little on.
I agree. Not to victim shame young girls, their parents are a disgrace to those children, those young little children out dressed like that.
I mentioned a second ago that quite often parents don't really know that their young ones have gone out dressed like that.
Sorry, that's not the case. That's not the case here, Adrian. What happened in Tyman Park? That's not the case. Can we stop saying that? The case we're talking about in Tyman Park, the mothers are after admitting to you that
they can wear what they want.
Yes.
And just to let you know, by the way, that these young ones, the first message that we got, the young one is 14, she's beautiful, she's very confident, she's athletic, so we're dressing gymmy clothes and sports bras. Now, that's the young one's thing, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, my daughter is very beautiful, she is very confident, and she certainly would not, she herself, she wouldn't choose to go out naked.
This young one wasn't naked, Catherine.
Pretty much. Skimpy little clothes and having everything on show.
So do you think it's gotten worse now than ever?
Oh, way worse. It's terrible. I've been to loads of concerts the last few weeks and the young girls, they're in underwear. It's horrible to look at. Nobody wants to see all your bits and pieces. We all have them. We don't need to see theirs.
And, I mean, you're saying something similar to what Breida said. It's just the way you're saying it. It's a bit more polite now, to be honest. But
yeah, no, please do not put me in the same category as that horrible person.
Okay.
And I also want to say that the way she spoke to that girl, Leanne,
it was disgraceful,
Disgraceful.
That was despicable. She's an absolute disgrace.
Okay, so let's go back to the conversation. You believe that parents are the ones that are at fault here for allowing their daughters to go out dressed with everything on show?
Yeah, I think the parents need to take responsibility here because these young girls, they're not old enough to make decisions like that and they wouldn't know how to protect themselves if a predator did approach them. So the parents...
A predator can approach a young one no matter what she's wearing.
Oh, absolutely. But it doesn't help when the parents aren't, you know, they're not protecting their children enough until the children are old enough to know how to dress appropriately. You know, I just think the parents need to step in and say, look, darling, no, you know, it'd be nicer with something else on. when they're young like that, when they're under 18, it's your job to protect your child.
And protect your child includes telling them what they can and can't wear?
No, steering them, advising them and steering them to dress more appropriately.
Which is more or less the same thing that Breda was saying, just in a much more polite way, it has to be said. All right, good to talk to you, Catherine. Let me bring in Yvonne on this.
Lads, this is for Breda. Breda, you are nothing but a stuck-up see you next Tuesday. You think you're better than absolutely every other single person that ends up on this phone show you have a problem with, and you think you're way better. Your voice goes through me. Like, why would you speak down to that woman? You just heard she's a nurse. I guarantee you she's doing way better in life than you were, you miserable old sod.
Thank you, Yvonne. And Robbie's back onto us again.
I think a lot of these people are actually are looking for like Muslim Sharia law or something to be brought in, and all these girls go around and like, you know, the full burqas.
Well, actually, that's a very good point. That's an extremely good point. Because turn this argument on its head. We look to countries in the Middle East and we think it's shameful the way women have to cover themselves from head to toe. Now, that's the other extreme.
By the way, they don't have to, they choose.
That's the other extreme.
No, no woman is forced to wear a burqa.
Well, they are in places like Iran. They have morality police walking around the streets. So yes, they do. The point is that that's the other extreme of this conversation. And would you prefer that? That's the question.
Well, I think what needs to come into play is common sense. Common sense that if you have a young daughter, that you warn her that there's perverts like the fellow that was in Tymon Park. By the way, the amount of messages that's coming in about that must have been some big group of girls. Yes, girls should be able to all hang around wearing bras and knickers in Tymon Park if they want, but sadly that's not the case, and we will always have.
So again, this is a roundabout victim blaming.
No, victim blaming here.
Don't dress like that or you could end up in trouble.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying they should be able to dress like that,
but they're not.
But there's always going to be perverts around.
Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.